You're listening to SBS News.
Like most Australian businesses trying to keep afloat during the pandemic, David Bisignano's Italian restaurant had to switch from dine-in to takeaway. For his business, that meant plastic containers and plastic cutlery. Mr. Bisignano says it was a difficult but essential pivot.
I'm trying to find the different products, but unfortunately when it comes to deliver pasta, something that is very hot or any mains, it's difficult to find something alternative to plastic.
Other businesses in Melbourne's laneways are noticing the shift too. Most of the few customers at Marcus McNamara's coffee shop are leaving their reusable coffee cups at home.
We've got quite a sort of environmentally friendly market that comes to Jungle, but it would be nice to recycle a little bit more.
Pete Smeagol, CEO of the Australian Council of Recycling, says the nation's new habits are already on display in our bins.
Well, the amount of plastic coming through the system is largely unprecedented because this is an unprecedented situation and the consumption patterns are very different from what we've seen in the past. And therefore, what we're seeing in the recycling bins is also a bit different, and it is a little bit concerning.
The Australian Council of Recycling says our residential waste output has increased 10% since COVID-19 emerged, and it says the rate of contaminated recycling has almost doubled, meaning there's an increase in people trying to recycle unsuitable items such as surgical gloves, masks, and most takeaway coffee cups. The problem isn't confined to Australia. Anecdotally, it's even worse in countries where the COVID-19 contamination rate is higher and personal protection equipment is mandatory. Divers in France are encountering medical waste on the Mediterranean Sea floor. French Parliament will now debate whether to slap litterbugs with a €300 fine to curb the behaviour. Back in Melbourne, Mr. Bisignano hopes to scrap the plastic the moment customers are allowed to dine in.
I'm definitely looking at serving pasta in a regular plate, so not in a plastic.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.